All right, so we start hour number two. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, as we start the second hour, a quick tweet from at Team Bedoya. Thanks for the great conversation. Go USA. All right, so we're 1 hour out. I think there's still a lot of folks who are really caught up in, man, should have beaten Wales, could have beaten England, shouldn't be in this spot. Well, they are. And the thing is, they're still in a situation whereby they control their own destiny, win or go home. They're not home yet. Win or go home. Take care of your business, win, and get out of the group. So enough already. Enough already about should have beaten Wales, could have beaten England. How much better of a spot could they be in right now? They're not. But they're still in a good spot. Win and advance. Win or go home. They still control their own destiny. It's still right there. So we're about an hour out. Are you looking forward to this? Are you into this? This says, hey, Romy, Coach Saturday. I want to give you my thoughts on Hugh Freeze in a minute. Man, you want to talk about anticlimactic. You want to talk about uninspired. They can't do better than that. My thoughts on that in a minute. Romy, Coach Saturday needs to give Ellinger more time. Grandpa Matt Ryan is not ideal when the offensive line is struggling. Anyone who saw some Ellinger games at Texas knows he's a baller. I would even compare him to Taysom Hill. He's as tough as they come. He can run the ball when needed and a leader. What is your take on Ellinger? Thanks, Romy. Listeners since the mid-90s. Signed, Joe. Here's my take. Number one, as long as Coach Monday feels like time is not of the essence during a two-minute drill when they're down seven, it almost doesn't matter who's under center, right? But to your point, I agree with you. I'd like to see more of Ellinger. We know what we have from Matty Ice. Matty thin as ice. I mean, the guy's doing what he can do. He's a pro. He's a vet. He's 107. He's a horrible watch. I'm terrified every time that guy's in the open field and he gets hit. Like, I'm like, he's going to break into a million pieces. He's going to fracture his hip. He's going to disintegrate. Something horrible is going to happen because the guy's out there and his mind is telling him, win, 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 compete, compete, move the chains. Like, the guy's a pro. But he's old and he's decrepit and he's fragile and he's brittle. And I'm terrified every time that guy takes a lick that literally he's going to shatter into a million different pieces. So, yeah, we got a brief glimpse of Ellinger and what he can do. But given who they are and the fact that they're not going anywhere anyway, get the guy some reps. Let's see what he can do. He's going to give you some energy. He's going to make mistakes, obviously. He's a young player. And by the way, notice I'm not saying that he is the future. Get him in there. Get him started. Start the clock. I'm not saying that. But I am saying he is young, he is athletic, and he'll give them some energy. That's not what Ryan's doing. Ellinger is not the answer overall, long term. But Ryan is, how do I put this? Old ass. Classy guy. Veteran player. Former MVP. All, you know, all the platitudes. But I'm telling you, he is a tough watch. He is a tough watch, and I am genuinely concerned that when he gets hit, he will not get back up. You know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned that somebody just rocks this dude and his dentures get shattered. And his hip. Because the guy's not coming off the field on his own. But he might go in a pine box. Play the kid. Play the kid. But then again, there is no sense of urgency, right? Because time is not of the essence. Chris in Milwaukee. I'm looking forward to today's soccer game. As an American, I will be pulling for the U.S. because Iran. Iran so far away. Thanks. A flock of seagulls. Iran, not Iran. Iran.
It's not Ryan, it's Ryan.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you for making it worse. All right, so we're watching this. But it's going to be awfully hard for me to focus on the program once that match starts. And now we are within 1 hour. But I got a job to do. I'm a pro. In fact, at the top of the hour, once that match gets underway, we're going to have a conversation with Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Foye Oluokun. Great story. He's an Ivy. Hey, Tommy, are you technically Ivy? Hell yes. Columbia's Ivy.
Hell yes.
Dude, don't try to connect with him and Ivy it all up when you get him on the phone. He's Yale, yo. So we'll have that for you at the top of hour number three. Let's talk some college football. The biggest, most hyped college coaching search in the country came to a close yesterday. Supposedly the biggest job on that carousel. Supposedly the biggest opportunity out there. And the next leader of the Auburn Tigers football program is Hugh Freeze. The coach of Liberty. The Liberty coach, who just lost his last three games and got blown out by New Mexico State only 3 days ago, was hired by Auburn. The Liberty coach. The Liberty coach, because, by the way, what the hell was that guy doing in Liberty? Because he resigned Ole Miss in disgrace. You mean that Liberty coach? That's the new head coach at Auburn? Auburn went to Liberty to get their head coach. That's the best that Auburn could do. Like, on the one hand, I find that really hard to believe. But on the other, I don't. Because clearly, Hugh Freeze was, in fact, the best that Auburn could do. Just as Auburn is clearly fine with all the grease and baggage that this dude is going to drag along with him. You know, the multiple recruiting and academic scandals that iced him at Ole Miss. Clearly, Auburn is all good with that. They're also all good with those repeated phone calls to an escort service. Excuse me, my bad, my bad. The repeated butt dials to an escort service. The butt dial calls to an escort service. That was the excuse, remember? Remember that entire deal. That Hugh Freeze. The same dude who tried to convince us that he butt dialed an escort service. And not just for one oopsie, but for multiple accidental butt dials over a span of years. Man, I hate it when that happens. Why does that keep happening? Why does my buttocks keep dialing the same hooker over and over and over again? Great, great. Another hooker at the door because of my butt dialing. Buttocks. There's got to be a fix. There's got to be a solution to my butt dialing of hookers. That's an infliction. Yeah, but they don't care about that. Multiple butt dials. I mean, there was only one butt fumble. But apparently, multiple butt dials. But they were all accidental. It was just one giant quinky-dink, according to Hugh. A.K.A. the brand new Auburn head football coach. Like, and by the way, this was not ancient history either. The Ole Miss gig blew up in his face only 5 years ago, which is why I don't really have any time for this quote that he dropped through Sports Illustrated yesterday. Quote, "With anybody, I made sure they knew that if I hurt them, I was sorry." Can we stop right there? There's that classic, "if I hurt anybody" by insert. Something that people were hurt by. If I hurt anybody, then I'm sorry. Not I'm sorry. Not I'm sorry. The ultimate non-apology. If, with anybody, I made sure they knew that if I hurt them, I was sorry. But it's time to move on. How many times can we write about it? How many times can we talk about it? I said I was wrong. I paid a price. My family paid a heck of a price. End of quote. That is one of the worst non-apologies slash explanations ever. So he says, I paid a price. My family paid a price. Let's see. This dude sat out two seasons and then got paid $5 million a year to coach at Liberty. A few seasons later, he's got the Auburn gig. So I'm not exactly sure how big of a price he actually did pay, or if he paid one at all. I know this. Whatever heat he may have felt was of his own creation. Accidental butt dialing. Nothing happened to this guy. He brought all of this on himself. Like, if you want this to go away, I've got your solution, Hugh. You want this to all go away? Would you really like all of this to stop coming up and just to go away once and for all? All right, I got your answer. Beat it, bag. If you want this to all go away, then you need to just go away. Beat it, bag. But as long as you are front and center and you're coaching a high-profile program, especially one in the SEC, and you're pulling a big-ass check, it's always going to be there. It's always going to stick to you. The internet is ink, and all this crap will always be there. And asking people to just move on and telling them, in fact, that it's time to move on. Like, you get to decide when it's time to move on. That's rich. Telling people that it's time to move on will only ensure that they won't. And by the way, it's still not time to move on. It's not. You know why? Because this BS apparently was still going on at Liberty. Because just this summer, he was exposed for using DMs to harass a former Liberty student in the middle of a pending sexual assault case against the university. So save this sanctimonious bullcrap and admonishment of all of us about how we all need to turn the page when you apparently are still pulling some of the same bullcrap you always have. Just be grateful. Instead of telling us to move on, be grateful that Auburn doesn't give a damn. They just don't. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn, but incredibly enough, and this is hilarious, they don't give a damn, but they don't fully trust you either. Because reportedly, as part of this deal, Freeze has agreed to, quote, relinquish control of his social media accounts. End of quote. Incredible. That's incredible. Like ripping your teenager's phone as punishment for something. Like, I don't know. If you can't trust your new head coach with a phone, maybe that's not the guy you want to hire. Maybe that's not the right guy. Putting study clauses in Kyler Murray's contract, cannot believe that Auburn is putting social media clauses in Freeze's deal. What? Did parental controls not want any of that? That'd be like trying to hire Pervin Liar, but putting in his contract that Buddy can't have a night out, or Buddy can't chase co-eds at the Chop House anymore.
That's devastating.
At some point, you've got to realize, when you're drafting that kind of contract language, the contract language where the head coach is not allowed to access social media, while you're drafting that kind of contract language, that's the very moment you should actually be tearing up that contract. Yes. Freeze has won some games, although pretty much almost all of them at Ole Miss have been erased. Yes, he's won some games. Yes, he is a sharp offensive coach. Never said he wasn't. Yes, he has beaten Nick Saban a couple of times. And at Auburn, frankly, that's all that matters, right? Why else would the guy be there right now? But I'll say it again. Is this really the best that Auburn can do? With a gigantic bag of cash waiting and all the hype and all the attention of the college football landscape focused on this opening, everybody waiting and watching and looking, and they come away with the head coach of Liberty? Find me something more anticlimactic than that. Nebraska hit a bleeping home run with Matt Rhule. Wisconsin hit a home run with Luke Fickell. But the best Auburn can do is Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze with social media restrictions. Hey, Auburn fan, I would say you're better than this, but you're not. At least your program isn't. But you are who you hire. War Eagle? War Eagle. I think a lot of you don't even know why we wore things on this show. It's because of that. War Eagle. That's how that started decades ago on this show. War Eagle. That's why people always say, hey, Rome, war, insert whatever they like. War Eagle. Yeah, war accidentally butt-dialing escorts.
Butt.
For years. And expecting people to just forget that that ever happened and move on. Yeah, wore that. I hate to play armchair AD, but why not wait until Cliff Kingsbury gets fired? That hurt me more than that hurt him, because that didn't hurt him at all. Cliff is like, he's like a unicorn. He keeps falling forward. Are you going to tell me that he couldn't have gotten that job or wouldn't have gotten that job? He's always waiting to fall forward. Or here's a better idea. Take whatever it is that you offered Lane Kiffin, rip it up, write a number that is double the previous number, and then slide that piece of paper over to Lane. And keep increasing that number until Lane says yes. Or if that really won't work, you know what you could do? You really could just keep Cadillac at the helm. You know. Even that'd be better, right? You ought to know by now. You ought to know by now. I'm telling you, you know what you're going to do? You ought to know by now, because you're going to give your fan base a heart attack, 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 attack. This dude about Hugh. They gonna roll him in that hospital bed? I wonder if Auburn ripped his phone and gave him a flip phone or one of those kids' phones that aren't actual phones, but the kid thinks it's a phone, like the jitterbug maybe? Where you're allowed to call three people? Your wife, the AD, and your mom. One of those phones that has only three numbers on it. Your wife, the AD, and your mom. Yeah, but if that's how that works, how in the world am I going to text all my hookers? Accidentally butt dial escort services in other states. Hey, Coach, here's the thing. You're our guy. We love you, but here is your university-issued phone. It has three numbers on it. The AD, your wife, your mom. Sorry. Yeah, but how do I slide into others' DMs? You can, as long as it's the AD, your wife, or your mom. What fun is that? Yeah, I know. One thing about this, though, Coach, it's got a hardcore GPS, so we always know where you are. And geolocating, too. Here's your phone. And don't get cute and get a burner either. All right? One more thing. There's a minutes cap on this, too. And don't get crazy with the roaming charges. Here's your phone. And no access to iTunes or the App Store. No access to anything. No access for you, Coach. No apps. Dude, no apps. No apps. No apps. No apps. What if I need a ride? Well, what if I need a ride service? I mean, you want me to be responsible, right? Fine. Call one of the three people on your phone. Yeah, but what if I'm out with boosters and I have one too many and I want to do the responsible thing? I need to call Uber. No, no, no apps on your phone. You call the AD, or you call your mom, or you call your wife.
Your mom.
Your AD.
Your mom.
Your wife.
Your mom.
No apps. No apps. No exorbitant roaming charges. No data at all. Other than that, welcome to the SEC, Coach. You're our guy. Good to have you. Love to have you. You were the best we could do. I would have slid a blank check in front of Lane and said, hey, Lane, you fill it out. Or go back to Cadillac. They hired a guy who coached at Liberty who just got hammered by New Mexico State. Good luck winning that press conference. If that's what it's all. Dave the Rocket Guy. Hey, Jimmers. It's pretty funny that Auburn hired Freeze over Pervin Liar. Guess butt dials to hookers isn't as bad as grinding on co-eds or kicking kickers. What? Man, does that tell you all you need to know how toxic Perv is? That Hugh Freeze is an easier sell to the media and fan base than Pervin Liar. Oh, great. Another hooker coming to the wrong house. Will you people leave me alone? This dude, man. It's time to turn the page. Stop bringing it up. How many times are we going to write that story? Hello? Nobody home? Nobody home? You're not on my phone. I can only call three people. Stop ringing the doorbell. Mom?
Your mom.
Is that the AD? Hey, Rome. Quote, this is a true story. I was watching Monday Night Football with my girlfriend last night. She comments on Matty Ice having a long neck. I don't say much. Then she says he looks like a giraffe. I just started dying laughing, and I tried to explain the giraffe family to her and Google other members to show her. War, see, war Matty Ice being a member of the family.
Ice.
And then he's got a giraffe emoji. Zach in the 479. Hey, Zach, thank you very much for the note. There is no family. You can't Google other members of a non-existent family. There is no Raff family. There's not. And if there is, it's not of my creation. I did not accidentally butt dial into a Raff family. So turn the page. It's time to move on. I'm sorry if I offended anybody from the Raff family that does not exist. At Smackleford tweets, I can't control my horny level.
I can't control my horny
Son
level.
Hugh Freeze's ass. Buttocks. And then this one, at Jim Rome, please, I'm begging. I need to hear the soccer bro crying about losing to Ghana in 2010 with the sad Top Gun music. Dude, James Henry Winslow sent that. Hey, JHW, you missed it. We did it last hour. This is why you can't tune in when you feel like it. You might miss something. JHW, we did it last hour. About 27 minutes ago, which means we were about 37 minutes from the start of that match. All right, in addition to that, one of my favorite moments, not only of the NFL season, but of any NFL season went down, and it involved the 12th man. Literally, the 12th man. And it's not getting nearly enough run, and especially here, and there is no way that I don't reference it on this program. Even if I didn't get to it today, I would do it tomorrow. If I didn't get to it tomorrow, I would get to it on Thursday. One of my favorite moments of the NFL season, and that's coming up. Don't go anywhere. So, clones, one quick question. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? There is something to be said for a family business which stands by quality and produces the world's best beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. Never tough, because they only use the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And Old Trapper jerky comes in four mouth-watering flavors: old-fashioned, classic beef jerky flavor, exceptionally tender, smoky, and delicious, teriyaki with the yellow label, where Old Trapper turned the flavor dial to 11, hot and spicy, with a spice so nice you'll want to snack twice, and peppered, tender, seasoned beef covered in cracked pepper. So grab and go with a 4-ounce bag, or load it up with an 18-ounce bag so there's enough for the entire team. If you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares to Old Trapper. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Coming up this week on the program. Big, big names. I don't want to jinx them, but I'm feeling really good about that. So now we are a half hour out. Matt's getting underway in Qatar in a half hour. Once again, win or go home for Team USA. At Sonny Elfante tweets, Jitterbug is technology for the elderly. Signed, Matt Ryan, The Clapper, and Life Alert.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
All right, so on top of that, let me reset you very quickly. We already had Alejandro Bedoya on, a midfielder for Philadelphia Union. He broke down the matchup. He said he thinks, and like a lot of people, he's concerned, but he thinks that Team USA advances with a 1-0 win. But he wants to see them come out aggressively. So we'll see. Again, Iran advances with a draw. They don't need that win. Team USA needs to win to advance. A draw sends them home. Obviously, a loss will send them home. Anything other than a win and they go home. Coming up at the top of the hour, Jaguars linebacker Foye Oluokun will be joining us. He went to Yale. He is a tackling machine. This dude had 18 tackles and 13 solo tackles in Jacksonville's win over the Ravens. So we will have a conversation with him. Really interesting dude. That's coming up at the top of the hour. On top of that, I want to talk about the 12th man. I'm still laughing about it, just thinking about that. Such an amazing play in the Raider game against Seattle. I'm talking about Daryl Taylor. If you have not seen this yet, maybe you go. You can either wait till I get to it or you can go find it. It's one of the funniest things ever. I think you'll watch it and you'll say, it's not that funny, Rome. And I'll correct you and say, actually, it is that funny. It's one of the funniest things ever. I'll get to that. The Lakers did something last night that was statistically impossible. And not just for them, but I mean statistically impossible. There was a graphic up on ESPN that at one point said the probability of them winning was 99.1%, and they still lost. Almost statistically impossible, and it still happened. The Lakers had an enormous lead against Indiana last night, and according to ESPN's win probability chart, they had a 99.1% chance of winning. And by the way, even better, the Lakers had won 378 straight games when leading by 17 or more in the fourth quarter, and they still lost last night. So I'll have that for you too. All of that still ahead. But I want to stay on the clock. So I'm going to break right now. 1-800-636-8686. Time for us.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dell's Cyber Monday business sale starts now with up to 50% off on PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. You want to call 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL. All right, so the thing about the NFL is now, it's so ubiquitous. There's a good word. It's so ubiquitous that there's no way for me to get to everything on Monday that happened over the weekend. So some of it has to carry over to Tuesday. You know, I want to stay really topical. I want to stay really timely. And I don't want to drag the weekend into midweek. But there's no way for me to cover everything I want to cover on a Monday. I just can't. So indulge me with that. Because there were a few amazing moments, viral moments, that even though they were viral, I was not able to get to them yesterday. And some that are so funny that I can't stop watching. One in particular, Seattle fan. Seattle fan, let me just say this. You all, or better yet, your team, is taking that 12th man thing just a little bit too far. I know you 12s love that identity and that you're known as such, but you're taking it a little too far, or one of your guys is. I'm talking about edge rusher Daryl Taylor. Have you seen this play? I mean, it is truly amazing. It is laugh out loud, bleeping funny. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Not in Pee Wee, not in high school, not in college, and sure as hell not in the NFL. You have to find this clip if you're not watching. Do we have this on our TV simulcast? I think we do. You're in luck if you're watching on CBS Sports Network. If not, you need to find it because it's incredible. I'm talking about the opening play of their game versus the Raiders on Sunday. Derek Carr drops back to pass. He's looking for his guy, his favorite target, Davante Adams. However, Seattle Seahawks safety, Quandre Diggs, steps in front of the throw, INT. It sounded like this.
Play fake. Over the middle. Oh! Intercepted! Picked off by Quandre Diggs. Diggs out of bounds at about the 15-yard line, and just like that, the Seahawks grab the momentum.
All right, so obviously a very exciting play for all of Seattle. And especially for an uncontrollably excited number 52, old Daryl. He was standing on the Seahawks sideline. I say uncontrollably excited because my man ran onto the field mid-return during the play. Keep in mind, he was on the sideline when the ball was snapped. After the pick, he jumped into the action, apparently. Or at least I think he assumed that the play was over, but it wasn't. Like, he ran onto the field, but this is where he turns into a legend. At that point, he's probably thinking, oh, hell no. What am I doing out here? I got caught up and emotion just carried me onto the field. But instead of realizing that and going back to the sideline and risking showing the entire world that he just inserted himself into a game mid-play, Daryl decides instead, you know what? Maybe I can just blend in. Maybe if I block on the return, nobody will know. Man, you want to talk about a boss. You want to talk about a dude who's quick on his feet. What a freaking boss. This legend ends up blocking Mac Hollins. He finishes the play, and then he continues to celebrate after Diggs runs out of bounds. Again, just to be so I'm so clear on this, an interception, this dude comes off the sideline, onto the field, so now there's 12, and thinks to himself, uh-oh, what do I do now? Oh, I know. I'll just blend in and start blocking to help set up the return. And the best part is, it bleeping worked. Not only did you not hear the announcers pick up on it, neither did the refs. That's right, the officials. The officials, ass as they ever were, somehow missed it as well. And the replay official who reviewed the turnover missed it too. Seattle kept the ball. Old Daryl commits a penalty, but he didn't because nobody called it. I mean, the whole thing is just so amazing and so funny. Even Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels could not help but laugh about the entire thing yesterday when he was asked about the play.
How does that kind of work?
We're the Raiders. yes, I saw the play. No, I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, I think he went out there to, like, celebrate, and then he ended up making a couple blocks there. Buddy.
Like, I'm not sure I've ever seen my dude, Josh McDaniels, with such an enormous grin, ever. In all the years I've seen him in the NFL, I've never seen a guy smile like that. And you know why that is? Because safe to say, it's the funniest thing dude has ever seen as a coach, on any level. Hell, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen as a human being. On any level. Again, dude was so hyped that his teammate made a play that he couldn't contain himself. Next thing he knows, he's in the damn field of play during a play. And like I said, probably thought, uh-oh, I'm on the freaking field. Now what? Maybe if I just start blocking and celebrating with everybody else, nobody will even know I'm out here, or they won't count, or they won't know. And the most awesome part, again, of the whole thing is he was right. And I love it because it's hilarious. Now, rest assured, my dude Josh McDaniels would not have seen any humor in that if my other dude, Josh Jacobs, didn't get so nice again and bail their asses out with that OT house call. But he did. Now, Raider fan is not hearing it. Raider fan doesn't think it's funny at all. Raider fan thinks it's just another example of the refs and the league having it in for the Raiders. That the league is out to get the Raiders. That the league is always out to get to the Raiders. That the league is looking to jam the Raiders any chance it gets. And they'll point to that as evidence of it. And then they'll throw the Tuck rule card from the bottom of the deck. And since thinking everybody is out to get you is not just a mindset, but an entire lifestyle, Raider fan, I'm going to try and talk you off that. Actually, I'm not. I know I can't. I'm not going to talk you off that, Raider fan. I know that you think that the world is out to get you. I know you think the league is out to get you. I'm not going to talk you off that. However, don't try and talk me off that being one of the most hilarious things ever, because you can't. You can't, because it is. It is hilarious. And by the way, Raider fan, don't sweat that. That's two for you.
It's two for
Dubs,
me.
That
it's
is.
Two for me.
Hey, Seattle fan, that's now two for you. Two straight
it's
L's.
Two for me.
And if we're going to keep it real, Seattle fan, since we were hyping what an amazing story you were, if we're going to keep it real, the way your defense has been playing of late, I'm not sure you could stop anybody, even if you had 12 guys on the field at all times. Coach them up, bubblegum assassin.
Love this game. Yeah, love it.
Except Daryl. Leave that cat alone. Leave that dude alone. He knows exactly what he's doing. Ask me. There is your league MVP right there. Yo, MVP, I do have a question. I got to ask, where were you on that Jacobs TD? Yeah, you were on the sidelines during his walk-off 86-yard touchdown run. But clearly, that hasn't stopped you before. You did it earlier in the game. When you saw Jacobs break containment, did you forget your assignment to run onto the field somewhere midfield and make the touchdown-saving tackle? It actually answers a question that had not been resolved for nearly a decade. Remember back in 2013 when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, your fellow MVP, Joe Flacco, suggested tackling 49er Ted Ginn on a kick return in the final seconds. Remember?
If he starts to break it, go tackle him.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, what else? What can they? I don't know. I mean, they might be able to give him a touchdown on that, but I don't know. Hey, if he breaks it, if he busts this for some reason, tackle him. Go tackle him. I don't know what the rule is on that, but
I
will. I'm going to.
All right, so now we have our answer. Now we know what the rule is on that. What's the rule on that? Nothing. There is no rule against that. Nothing. As in, nothing will happen to you if you're on the sideline and you see a guy breaking away. Go make a play. The refs will let you do it. We saw it this weekend. It happened.
I will. I'm going to.
It is one of the funniest things ever. I can't stop watching it.
This
dude just finds himself on the field. Just sort of like magically, like a magnet pulled him onto the field. And then was so quick on his feet and thought, hey, all right, I'm out here. I might as well just start blocking and celebrating, and maybe nobody will know, and nobody did, and the penalty was not called. It was awesome. Let's go to the phones quickly. Let's go to Scott in Hawaii. What's up, Scott? How are you?
Aloha, Vince, Matt, the great one. How's it going this morning?
Aloha, my man. Great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Bro Hawaiian's waiting for you in Dodger Jano when you guys are ready for vacay.
Right on.
Hey, just want to do 2 weeks in a row, walk-offs, Devontae, JJ, incredible games. Hopefully buy this some time. Get Waller and Renfro back in the mix. Not looking too enthusiastic about San Fran and the Chiefs at the end of the year, but we're looking good. seems like everybody's buying into it. Looking forward to some USA Iran soccer today. Warlow again on the mound, throwing some heat and hitting them locations. And I'm breaking up and I'm out.
My man, Scott in Hawaii. He said War Logan on the mound. I had this crazy conversation with Logan last night. So I'm coming out of the Tower of Hate. I shouldn't call it that. That's bad attitude. There's no PMA in that. The Tower of Hate is where I prep at night up in my tower. I'm coming out and it's 10-ish, maybe 10:20, finishing up my nightly prep. And there's Logan doing what he does, 10-ish, making some crazy shake. Like, Logan, again, is in bulk season. So I see the kid, and he's really funny. Logan is like 6'1", but he's put on a lot of weight. Like, he was rail thin. And now the guy's like kind of almost chunking out. And his whole thing, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm like, dude, why are you eating so much without an actual scientific plan? Like, sometimes the kid eats really clean, and sometimes he eats just straight crap. Garbage. Like, whatever he can find, garbage, he just starts shoveling down his throat. I'm like, dude, what is the plan? He's like, yo, Pop, bulk season. Bulk season. And I hit him with, actually, son, it's fat season. And he looks at me, he's like, right? He goes, I looked at the Christmas card, and I looked at Mom, and I'm like, whoa, my face is so fat. And then he went back to making his shake at 10:30. And he's dumping everything in the pantry in the shake. And I'm like, the kid just diffuses everything on me, man. Like, I can't even talk junk to him. He's just too funny. I'm like, bulk season? Yo, it's fat season. He's like, right? Look at my face. Look how fat it is.
Fat.
I'm like, this kid, man. But then the thing is, when I left this morning, he had beaten me out the door already to the gym. I think the science is lift every day and eat everything you can and call it bulk season. Don't go anywhere. Hour number 3 coming up next.